This is HPR episode 2653 entitled, Using the Exact Function in Excel. It is hosted by Shane Shannon and is about 3 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Shane explains that he just learned a simple and useful Excel function.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, HPR listeners. This is me eating the sandwich that I cut in the last episode I recorded. That was a good bite of sandwich. That was a sandwich that I cut with the pocket knife that I explained in the last episode I did. And that was not Niagara Falls, that was a bus pulling up to near where I am under the tree. But what exactly am I going to talk about today? Well, I'm going to talk about exact. Exact is a function in Excel that I just discovered, even though I've been teaching Excel for maybe 5 or 6 years, maybe even 9 years. I forget exactly when I started teaching Excel in my job, but I've been at my position for 9 years now. And I never knew about this little function in Excel called exact, and one of my students actually showed it to me this week. I put it up on my whiteboard in the classroom so I could memorize it and keep it in my memory. So the way it's written is it's written equal sign, the word exact, followed by a round bracket, followed by the reference of the first cell, followed by comma, followed by the reference of the second cell, followed by a closed round bracket. And what it does, it compares two cells, the values of two cells, and lets you know, true or false, whether those cells are exact. So if you look on the office.com page about how this works in Microsoft Excel, it'll show you examples of how you can compare two words. It shows you three examples of comparing those words. And it'll tell you if those words are exact or not. So my student was using it to check that the results of his formula, he was checking to see if it was correct or not. So he used something like equal, then the word exact, then an open rounded bracket, then A1, comma, D1, closed rounded bracket. And you can see how this would be pretty useful. And most of you, I assume you know all about this, but number one, HPR needs episodes. Number two, maybe it'll remind you of this formula and maybe you can use it today or tomorrow. If so, let me know in the comments. And number three, maybe this is new to you like it was to me, even though I've known about it for a while. So there we go. That is exactly all I wanted to say. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.